It's 9:30 at night in the Washington, D.C. region. Time for many Korean Americans to tune in to a local cable television program called Newsline.
여러분 안녕하십니까? KBN 뉴스라인 7월 9일 수요일 순서입니다.
The Korean Broadcasting Network, or KBN, has been broadcasting news and entertainment for the past 3.5 years. Some programs are produced in Korea, others at KBN's headquarters in Annandale, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. Reporter Eun-hae Grace Lee believes part of the network's appeal is that the programming is in Korean.
We are immigrants. Like my case, I've been here 5 years. I'm still more comfortable with the Korean language. So a lot of people, instead of watching CNN, they're watching Korean news because, we are covering the national news and also local news.
KBN emphasizes news of special interest to the Korean-American community, reports on changing immigration laws, for example, or on the participation of Korean-American soldiers in the Iraq War. KBN is one of between 20 and 30 foreign language media outlets in Fairfax County, estimates Angie Carrera. She holds the newly created position of Language Access Coordinator for Fairfax County, which is one of Washington's largest suburban regions.
I see more communities knowing what's going on and what services are available to them. It actually gives people not only information about what's happening in their area, but it also gives them a sense of empowerment, that they can contact local officials if they have interests or needs. I think they're a wonderful complement to the general media that's provided.
More than 1 million people in the Washington area speak a language other than English at home, according to the 2000 census. Their news and entertainment sources now range from international Spanish-language TV networks like Telemundo
Esto es Telemundo Internacional.
To newsletters that circulate informally within immigrant communities. Some media ventures grow rapidly within a short period of time. Last year, a Vietnamese social services agency, Boat People SOS, launched a newsletter called Mok Song. From its base in suburban Washington, it now has a nationwide circulation of 50,000 copies a month. Boat People SOS Director Nguyen Dinh Thong says it's also broken new ground.
One of the issues that we have focused on is family violence, which is a rather rampant but silent problem in the community. When we wrote articles about those sensitive issues, initially there were some angry responses, but after a few issues, people get more and more used to that kind of discussion and debate in public. We have received calls for help from victims of domestic violence from across the country.
Other immigrant journalists want to voice political opinions they believe are being ignored or dismissed by the mainstream media. From a townhouse in Northern Virginia, Lebanese immigrant Hikmat Bayani recently launched a 24-hour internet radio site called Al-Helen. He says the site combines Middle Eastern music with discussions aimed at promoting Arab unity. Since 1990, he's also published Al-Nashra, a monthly newsletter written in both English and Arabic.
Our publication projects how Arabs and Muslims in the United States think, how they defend themselves against stereotype and discrimination. We've been voicing criticism against the foreign policy of the United States, not the United States. But nobody really came and said, you know what, stop publishing criticism against the United States foreign policy. So we are blessed in this country to have that kind of freedom.
Hikmat Bayani relies mainly on family members for staffing, and he says he's struggled financially over the years. But he's also attracting a growing number of advertisers.
We started with very small businesses, Arabs who have bakeries, restaurants, stuff like this. But now we have the National Security Agency recruiting Arabic language analysts. Even the U.S. Army is advertising with us to recruit Arab Americans to fight terrorism. We are here to stay.
Vietnamese publisher Nguyen Dinh Thong also hopes his publication has a long future, which is one reason Mok Song is published in both English and Vietnamese.
We want to target the younger Vietnamese generation in the U.S. who barely speak Vietnamese. And also we'd like to advertise our community to the mainstream community in preparation for the community to branch out and establish new partnerships. So it serves as a bridge between older Vietnamese and the younger one, and also between the Vietnamese community in general and the mainstream society.
Fairfax County official Angie Carrera believes ethnic media can provide the same kind of bridge for Korean Americans, Latino Americans, and other immigrant young people as they grow up and become more assimilated.
I think there's always going to be a need for this kind of media, and I also think that young people can be more connected because we're not asking them to give up half of their world.
Angie Carrera is the Language Access Coordinator for Fairfax County in suburban Washington, D.C. I'm Nancy Beardsley.